This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 and a half the hour now. It's time for our weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. The overview of the big stories, the people, the list that's created by the folks at Talkers Magazine. This week's chart represents the conversation the first full week of September, September 5th to the 9th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleague and friend and the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Maybe I'm outstretching this a little. I can call you a colleague, but it probably is an assumption that you and I are friends. Right.
So I mean, obviously we're friends. We know each other for a very long time. We're still talking. Nobody else talks to us anymore.
Excuse me. Yes. Okay. Well, that's a good way for us to start.
I mean, you and I are able to gripe about how unfair the world is to us.
It makes us
feel comforted.
Outrageous. Yes, right. And how much of the well, I want you to go through the charts first, and then let's pick apart some of the major stories this week, according to your research and the staff.
Very interesting week. Very
working,
interesting
week.
All right, here we go. At number 10, a tie between Big Tech and the kickoff of the new NFL season.
Doesn't it feel like the season started a month ago? Really?
Well, it did. It did with the pregame, the preseason.
Yeah, but why?
Games.
What is the? That's a charade, isn't it? I mean, those games are played; they're all ready to go. So why do we wait and say it's the beginning of the season when, in fact, everybody was playing their heart out the first week of August?
Now, there's a question about how much their play is their heart out, as you say.
Oh.
It's an interesting subject about preseason football.
Or any preseason.
When you and I do the top 10 sports stories of the week in a new show, when we have time, we'll get into that into depth. But let's just say you're touching on a very controversial topic and a good question.
Excuse me for interrupting your momentum.
I'm just plodding along here. At number 9, climate change, heat wave, and floods. At number 8, COVID-19. Remember that?
Woo-hoo!
At number 7, immigration. At number 6, a three-way tie between education, race relations, and LGBTQ rights. At number 5, the death of Queen Elizabeth II, a new British prime minister, a new British king, and the Russia-Ukraine war. And had she died earlier in the week, it could have been as high as number 1. Right now, it's a big buzz.
Mm-hmm.
And it ties into a lot of topics. At number 4, the economy. At number 3, crime, violence, and homelessness. At number 2, politics and elections. And number 1, the continuing aftermath of Mar-a-Lago, Trump legal issues, and that includes a related issue, the indictment of Steve Bannon. And those are the top 10 stories. You're going to have to help me out for a moment. I do not have handy in front of me the people chart.
All right. Number 10 on the people chart is Elon Musk. Steve Bannon is number 9. Liz Truss is 8. Vladimir Putin is 7. Hunter Biden is 6. The Queen is 5. The two guys running for the Senate seat in Pennsylvania are 4. The judge, Eileen Cannon, is 3. Trump is 2. And Biden's 1.
Thanks.
Go. You're welcome. My pleasure.
My papers are flying all over the place. I need a special master to scrutinize them and get me back in order here.
Right. So, in terms of the situation, you know me, I like to pick some of the things that haven't been discussed as much. And the situation in Los Angeles with the hurricane. They've had a heat wave. They've had, the whole business, the focus of climate change and, you know, all of the stuff that we've been listening to for years and years. But I don't remember ever talking about a hurricane in Los Angeles, ever.
No, hurricanes happen on the east coasts of continents, not on the west coasts of continents. So, they call them, I think, monsoons on the east coast of Asia.
Yeah.
You hear monsoons or hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way, the way the earth turns and the impact it has on the currents of air and water. I'm not quite sure meteorologically what this means, other than it's just another weird manifestation of, well, I guess, climate change.
The people who worship at the throne of the altar of climate change will say, see, here's another example. The earth is going to hell. We're all going to die. Look, this has happened, and it's never happened before. Well, that's not true. It's just the wording has changed. But there have been typhoons in the Pacific. Those storms out there are, in fact, a lot worse than hurricanes in terms of wind speed. But because they don't, the Pacific's twice as big as the Atlantic, they get lost. So nobody really pays much attention to them because they only really affect shipping traffic. That's about it,
yeah.
Right?
You make a good point. Yeah. Yeah. Typhoons, monsoons, hurricanes, they're very similar.
Yeah. Same thing.
Type of storms.
Yeah.
Tornadoes are a different thing, but those,
yes,
big,
much.
Large, rotating, you know, swirling,
huge,
low pressure, right, centers are,
yep,
you know, common.
Let's talk about the number two item this week on the story list, the elections. You live in Massachusetts. I did. I actually have a conversation I wanted to share with you here that is indicative of a couple of things. It has to do, I can tie it into number seven, the immigration problem, because I think we have a huge immigration problem. I was in my bank this week, and as you know, the town that I live in has a large population of former Brazilians, expats, etc., and many of them work in service industries, including the bank. My bank has a number, and it appeals and caters to the Brazilian community, so a lot of the people that work there are Brazilians. So I went into the bank on Tuesday to do some work, and the lady that waited on me is one of the aforementioned immigrants from Brazil who's got a job, and a very responsible job, at the bank. So I, in passing, while she was doing my deposit, I said, are you going to vote today? Or I think I said, who are you going to vote for? And she said, oh, I don't have time to vote. And I looked at her and said, oh, really? Well, the polls are open until 8 o'clock. She said, well, I'm too tired. And besides, it's raining. Hmm. And I looked at her, and I could feel the contempt that I had for her. Because if it weren't for the fact that we were as lenient as we are as a people and as a country, she wouldn't have had any place to go. She would never. She couldn't have done what she did here, because she's told me her story in the past, and it's not all legal. She's legal now. But the fact that the gall, I guess, is, am I overcooking this? Or should I be upset about someone who came here, used the system, took advantage of the system, and is here properly now, but can't be bothered to go vote?
Well, I mean, this is your opinion and your reaction.
Yeah.
I can't say, no, you're overblowing your emotions about this. I mean, you're certainly entitled to it. You make a very good point. Taking it one step further, you know, remember, I'm the guy that wrote the song Idiots.
Right.
I don't know. If she doesn't know anything about what's going on, maybe we're better off if she doesn't vote.
Maybe.
Well,
there was a Brazilian candidate running for state rep. And that seemed to bring out a lot of the Brazilians, not enough for her to win the seat. But interestingly enough, this is how Framingham now has 33% of the population is non-white. And the woman who ran against this Brazilian lady, who was looking for the state senate job, was a Portuguese. Her mother and father came from Portugal, and is very connected to the Portuguese community. There were no, there was a fellow with an Indian named Durbasin that ran. There were no native Framinghamites, if that's the right word, who even were running. They were all people who were not Native Americans and came here as immigrants. I find that, I don't know whether I find it distressing or just interesting, but it kind of is, it's telling, isn't it? When you get down,
well, it all depends on how you want to interpret that. I mean, a case could be made that the so-called native Framinghamites are not living up to their obligations.
Maybe.
Either.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if in fact what a person's heritage is somehow relates in a measurable way to...
Or it does here, for sure.
Whether they should run for office.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
look at all the Hispanics in various parts of the country where Hispanics have become a huge part of the population. If you look at the roster of people that are officials in Southern California or in Los Angeles, most of them are Hispanic. Look at the number of police officers, and if you look at the names there in that area, they're all Hispanic, or most of them are.
Well, so if Hispanics make up a significant percentage of the U.S. population and are indeed citizens, then one would expect Hispanics to make up a significant population of various industries and segments of society.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not quite sure what your interpretation of
that
is.
Well, I guess what I've sort of been saying gingerly that I thought the Black Lives Matter thing has gone too far. The pendulum has swung too far in the other direction. And when I went through the stats this week on the Good Day program of what really the makeup of our population is now, and coupled it with, you know, the fact that the white Irish and the white Italians and many of the other white people who claim that America is theirs, they were immigrants at one point in time as well. And so where does this all go? We've continued to blend and bring people in. The big problem, however, that number seven portends this week is the opening of the border. This is a huge issue. Huge. And it has been left aside because of all the Trump stuff. But all these people, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people a day coming across the border and just getting locked, gone. I think it's so outrageous, Michael. That's my own take on it.
Yeah, you know, Steve Bannon's deal with New York, indicting him over the thing that Trump federally pardoned him, but you can't be pardoned, you know, locally by a president, whereby he allegedly, I'll use that word, bilked millions of dollars out of people to build a wall, which he allegedly had no intention of building.
Right. Of course, he did all of that.
But that being said, what it's done is it's brought to the attention again the idea of a wall or of bolstered barriers between the U.S. and Mexico.
Yep. Food for thought, as usual, here on the Countdown at 18 after the hour. Joining me for a return engagement, that sounds very formal, Elizabeth Miller. Elizabeth Miller from Caltrain. Success comes one step at a time. And I don't mean to sound like a lecturer here, but if you expect to lose weight and be healthy and to do it safely, you're not going to do it by losing 30 pounds in a month.
It really is different than every other weight loss product out there because it's actually good for you. But you got to give it time to work. Most people are seeing some weight loss around the 1 month mark. They're seeing their clothes fitting better, the inches coming off, and then the pounds start steadily coming off after that. You know, I lost 40 pounds with it. It took me right at 5 months. It's not a quick fix, but I've been able to maintain that and keep that off for years now.
When you go to toploss.com, what do we have that's value added?
Right now, we got our huge Labor Day sale up. Unlimited, buy three, get three free. So it's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's on our website, toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No,
it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. A reminder, you can see the charts at talkers.com and also on gooddayshow.com every week, the list of the top 10 stories and the top 10 people. And then after we go through the lists, Michael and I spend time taking, we pick and choose sort of some of the items that are here, some of the things from the world of talk radio that are interesting we find, according to the response we get from you. You want to hear a lot about the inside workings of the fabulous world of news talk radio. So one of the things that, and this applies to number two this week on the story list, the number of stations, political advertising. As I said, we just had a primary here in Massachusetts, and Michael and I both live in Massachusetts, so voting, and I told you the story about the lady that, you know, couldn't be bothered. But looking around at the plight, and this is a conversation that I think has wings, the number of people who are Democrats and the number of people who are Republicans. I went into the voting booth, and I asked the lady, she said to me, when I identified myself, which ballot would you like? And I said to her, both. She looked at me and said, well, you can't do that. And I said, why? And she said, well, it's against the rules. And I said, why? And she said, well, it's illegal. And I said, why? And she was flushed. And I wasn't trying to be a wise guy, but I was trying to make a point. And she looked at me and she said, good point. Why shouldn't we take, well, who decided that I had to take a Democratic or a Republican ballot? Why can't I have both? Why can't I express myself for both parties? Good question, yeah? You think that was a good question or not?
That ain't stupid.
But
I think,
but
the whole thing, I think I don't mean that. It wasn't stupid. It's a provocative question.
Yeah.
It leads to the question of why do we have primaries the way we have them? Why does the government pay for these primaries? The party should pay for them. But the people that vote in these primaries should be registered voters in those parties, because otherwise, then they're just general elections.
Yeah. Well, they're important because they, as we know, most of the time, people not voting, they don't think that it's important, but yet it's more important in the primaries. We've seen lately the way the things are shaking out. The people that are in the final election process are oftentimes the nut birds because they make it through the primaries because the machines, the political machines, as you're pointing out, are pushing one person or an agenda or another oftentimes over those that don't really, quote unquote, fit with the agenda of the people that run the parties. So,
it's usually the extremes that win the primaries.
Yeah,
and
right.
and that's been something that has thrown the general elections out of whack.
And that's because not enough people vote in the primary, which is the whole point.
Yeah, yeah. So I think the primary system has problems, but I don't think voting in all the primaries for somebody is the answer. That's why I said it was stupid.
I know you were
kidding.
I was kind of.
And you were giving this poor woman a tough time.
She knows me, and so I don't know that she was surprised. At any rate, the amount of money. Now let's talk about that. This is just in the primary season. Millions, hundreds of millions, billions, in fact, have been spent on the radio and on television. And just, it's amazing how much money is being thrown at this. And you got to wonder out loud how it is that people want to spend so much money to make so little in return. We'll talk about that as we continue here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
King Charles III addresses the UK for the first time since inheriting the throne following Queen Elizabeth II's death on Thursday. The king gives the queen one more message.
Thank you for your love and devotion to our family and to the family of nations you have served so diligently all these years. May flights of angels sing thee to thy rest.
Hurricane Kay is now a tropical storm, but it's still expected to dump heavy rain on Southern California and as far east as Arizona. Forecasters say the storm is also packing wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour, which could down trees and power lines. President Biden and the First Lady spending their Saturday at his Delaware home. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership, and it's always great to hear from them.
How willing they were to work with me where everybody else wanted to slam the door in my face. Second thing was just how quick and easy it was to go to Fellowship because they really put it together quick for me.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
I recommend many people, I have my cousin, I have a friend of work, there's a lot of people who really need someone like Fellowship Home Loans.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779. 800-535-2779.
I appreciate how quick and easy it was to work with Fellowship Home Loans. What a pleasant experience it was. They really put it together quick for me.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, Talk Radio Countdown Show, in the continuation of our conversations. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen on the air here with the Talkers Charts. We were talking about people running, the amount of money being spent, influenced apparently, according to the forecast, between radio and television, almost $4 billion will be spent.
Mm-hmm. Huh? You asked an interesting question. You said, why would somebody spend so much money to get a job that they don't make a lot of money, you know, that doesn't pay a big salary? Well, the answer is they're not spending their money. They're spending the money of contributors, and they're mm-hmm. spending the money of in some cases, people that want influence and special access to them. So it's no skin off their teeth if they win or they lose. Right. But there's the side issue that quite often people who have these jobs, the big ones especially, that make X amount of dollars, wind up when they're finished with them being multimillionaires. And right. the question should be asked, how did they make all that money when they were, mm-hmm. you know, in a $125,000 a year job, which is, you know, a significant amount of money, but it's not enough to become a millionaire in 4 years. And that question is not often scrutinized by the media or the electorate.
Nope. Mm-mm. Citizens United, the horror show that was when it was enacted and sort of certified by the Supreme Court, that really led to a big change in American politics. The right wing loves it. The people on the left don't seem to like it that much. I think it's an atrocious outrage that has changed and pretty much ruined our electoral system, frankly. Anyway, that's that story. The honoring of Queen Elizabeth, the continuation of the focus on what she did in life after she's passed. One of the great things about her, I always thought, Michael, was her starch. And she seemed to be full of that starch, and I mean that in the most positive way, right to the end. And nobody really knew she was sick. I mean, she was being treated a little differently, and she had a cane and that stuff, but she had it together. She was tough, and yet she was fair. And I look along the lines, the characters that are in her family now, Charles, who's in my mind just a wimp, His wife, you know, he's having an affair. Well, not that the queen, I mean, not that the royal family is immune from that sort of thing, but the king and the new queen. I'm looking at Camilla and thinking about the stuff that was going on, why this guy was married to Princess Diana, and thinking, how do you even do this? You know, and the public seems to have forgiven her. I guess maybe that's all that counts, but, you know, and it's interesting because all the attention on the 25th anniversary this past week of Diana dying, and yet this woman with a straight face is there with Prince Charles. You know, they were together even when they weren't together. And maybe it just shows that it's another side of humanity. It just is the way things are, and why should it be any different with the royal family?
Well, I look at the royal family as some type of an oddity, in as much as you're born into a situation that you really did not choose to be in, and then you are, you know, if you happen to be among the top tier, you know, especially, you know, the Prince of Wales or something of that nature, you're born into a situation where you're working 24 hours a day under the public scrutiny, and everything's laid out for you, and if you don't do it, you're a bad guy or a bad girl. And that's a terrible way to live. I can understand why some of them abdicate or you know, run off and go mad. You know, think about it. It's like working at Disney World and playing the part of Mickey Mouse 24 hours a day. I see it as servitude. I really can't imagine what it's like to be in that kind of a situation, especially if you're the sovereign and you're the queen or the king. It's not easy from that psychological standpoint. Now, then you get the young women or young men that get lured into romance with the royalty and become the non-royal members of the royal family. And that has had, in many cases, disastrous results because they either don't know what they're signing up for, or they do and it doesn't turn out to work for them. And that's what happened to, you know, Diane Spencer. And remember Fergie and...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a history of the spouses really messing up their lives, marrying into that insanity. It's insane. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. Are you there?
No, I just was thinking about what you're saying. And then in the back of my mind, I go back to the Queen, who really is our focus. And not I may have distracted or distressed the situation because of me having no use for Camilla. But over Buckingham Palace, as the Queen was dying, there were two rainbows. A double rainbow was spotted as the announcement was made that she had passed away. And I thought to myself, what a symbol. What about the spiritual side of this? Is this just something that happened? I don't believe, you know, me, I don't believe in anything just happening. I think stuff happens because it's supposed to happen. And I just thought that was an interesting, wonderful tribute to her. I have a warm spot in my heart for her. I don't give a damn about most of the rest of the family.
Well, why are you so judgmental about... Camilla or whatever. I keep thinking of Kamala because of Kamala Harris. It's Camille. I mean, why are you judgmental about somebody's personal love life?
I don't know, because I just think it was maybe because I like Diana and I thought that Charles was a pig because of what he did. Maybe that's just in my own circumstance. Who knows?
I'm a great believer in judge not lest ye be judged.
Or yes.
He who is without sin should cast the first stone. Who the hell am I to
I've
judge
never
other
been
people?
Married long enough to pull something like that off, so
I was going to say, you of all people.
Oh, no. No, exactly.
And even listen to your language, and I understand it. I'm not knocking you. I'm just pointing out.
It's okay.
You know, we're talking about what it's like to be a royal. I liked Diane, you say, so therefore I didn't like her. You don't know these people from a hole in the wall.
Yeah, isn't it funny how we judge? Yeah, that's the point.
It's really institutionalized crap. I can't use the word what it is. It starts with a B. I mean,
BS.
We have forged relationships with people. So can you imagine now? You are a member of the royal family, and there are millions and billions of Doug Steffens around the world judging you like they know you. Oh, you shouldn't do that, and you should do. Mm-hmm. And they don't know you from a hole in the wall. You know, I would last 10 minutes in that job if they made me the King of England. I would last about 10 minutes. I would say, you know, go, you know what, yourself. That would be the end. I would get. I thought that, you know, Edward, the guy that resigned to marry a divorcee,
right,
whom he loved. I mean, I learned all this from watching The Crown and all these movies.
See,
it's like he was smart. Of course, he went mad and he lived a pseudo kingdom in France or something. But it's a sideshow, man. It's a sideshow.
There you go. So, we've had it. We've had it. I think, you know, one of the things that we're not talking about that is pretty stark in my mind, I'm looking, as we record this and it plays over the weekend, we have an anniversary that maybe, if not the most significant anniversary in the history of our country, certainly in the top two or three, September 11th.
Oh, yeah.
Looms. This weekend.
Yes.
And yet, probably show up on the countdown next week, I'm going to guess. But thinking about that which is really important in the history and the legacy of our country and its leadership, I think that...
I have been celebrating September 11th my entire life, even before it happened.
How so? Your birthday?
It's my birthday, yeah.
Is it? How did I not know that?
Well, because I don't know. I think grown people who go around talking about their birthday suffer from a severe form of mental illness.
Okay.
And the only reason I brought it up now is because it's kind of a, I got to get a line off on you that I've been celebrating it. But I remember when it happened, and I'm saying, stop calling it 9/11. Stop call it bombing day or bad, you know, Afghanistan day or
whatever.
Have
it mean something.
Why are you calling it 9/11? That's so, you know.
Yeah. So in light of that, there's a story floating around about a Virginia restaurant that's doing some damage control. They released a 9/11 seafood menu with items named...
Seafood?
Yeah. The Clubhouse Restaurant...
Oh, gosh.
When they posted a Patriot Day 2022 menu on Facebook with dishes that include a Freedom Flounder, a Flight 93 Redirect Crab Dip, Pentagon Pie, 9/11 Oysters, First Responder Flatbread, and people are so tone deaf. I look at it, the guy who runs the restaurant, after he was called out, said, I apologize for those I offended with my seafood Sunday post. Yeah. My intention was to bring attention to that horrific day. 21 years ago, Michael. 21 years ago. Where were we? I remember vividly. I was on the air. What was going on every second after that had happened? I stayed on the air for 3 or 4 hours beyond where I normally do, and it just, I wince every time I think about the picture of George Bush sitting with those children, and somebody from the Secret Service came in and whispered in his ear what was going on.
Yeah.
And the pictures and the horror. Oof. Awful. The People List from Talkers Magazine. By the way, these lists are published every week at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. The number 10 personality on the People List this week is Elon Musk. Steve Bannon, number 9. Liz Truss, number 8. Pukin Putin, number 7. Hunter Biden, 6. The Queen is 5. The two characters that are running for senator in Pennsylvania, Mr. Fetterman and Dr. Oz, tied for 4th place. Eileen Cannon, the judge, is 3. Donald Trump is number 2. He changed his places this week because last week Trump was number 1 on the People List. If you remember, Joe Biden back in first position as he is doing a late summer, early fall tour And one of the things he's doing is focusing on getting rid of cancer before the end of the decade. So that'll be something we'll talk about, I'm sure, as time moves on. That's the list. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, in a moment, let's get to what is a big celebration in New York that's covered by Talkers Magazine. Talkers and Michael, one and the same, it would seem. So that's in our focus right after these words.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Joining me for a return engagement, that sounds really formal, Elizabeth. Elizabeth Miller from Calitran is here with the Labor Day sale. But if you expect to lose weight and be healthy and to do it safely, you're not going to do it by losing 30 pounds in a month.
It's losing weight the right way by giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally. Your muscles are becoming more defined. They're back like when you were younger, you know, so it does help with natural energy throughout your day. It's great for sleep at bedtime. And then, of course, over time, you're going to start seeing the inch loss and the pound loss. Right now, we've got our huge Labor Day sale up. Buy three, get three free. Toploss.com. You can do that by phone. Our number is toll free 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And don't forget to use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G. That's going to get you free shipping on all your Calitran orders, too.
Calitran, not a drug, not a stimulant, not a quick fix, not a fad. It is something that works.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with an overview of the top 10 stories this week for the week of September the 5th through the 9th. At number 10, the kickoff of the football season, the NFL season. Number 9, the heat wave, especially in the southwest, floods. There's actually a hurricane going around the Southern California region this weekend. COVID is 8. Immigration problems, number 7. I suppose immigration, well, race relations happens to be number 6. Number 5, the passing of the Queen. Number 4, the economy. Number 3, crime and violence. Number 2, election results from this past week, the primary elections. And number 1, the aftermath of Trump's legal issues. That continues to be the number 1 thing on people's minds, at least listening to talk radio, the news talk radio stations that carry this program. All right, 48 past the hour at the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We seem to have lost our connection with Michael, and I wanted to highlight the interview that he's done with a lady that's on WBT, one of the great talk radio stations in the country. WBT is in Charlotte, and there's a lady that Michael interviewed. He's doing a series now with some of the new and up-and-coming hosts and co-hosts of great radio stations, great morning programs, great people. Beth Troutman is her name, and she is thought of, interesting, her initials, and Michael points this out, are BT, Beth Troutman, and she's on WBT, which is, again, one of the great heritage radio stations in our country. I aspired to do something on that station once, and I almost got there. It was one of those stories that, you know, it's the old almost, you could touch it, but you couldn't quite get there. Anyway, Michael always has a very penetrating approach to talking with people because he's been in the business so close to it. He knows the right questions to ask of these folks. And it's time that we gave some of the newer people coming along some airtime, if you will. And so that's why Michael has talked to Beth Troutman. I think you'll find it interesting. And don't forget, when you're at Talkers, check out the video and the song Idiots that Michael and the Gun Hill Road Gang have put together. It's so it typifies what's going on in the world of news talk radio. It's 10 minutes for the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Rolling back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 53 past the hour. Time for our weekly, or almost weekly, visit with Stephen J.J. Wiseman. Sometimes he actually has clients that he has to see. Can you imagine talking to clients instead of being on the radio with me here on the countdown? Well, anyway, we all have our priorities. Now, Steve's been doing this for a long time. He's a professor of law at Bentley University and one of the country's leading experts when it comes to scams. Scamicide.com, the website we should all be using to understand how we can get rooked. That's an old expression, isn't it? Rooked. Does anybody use that expression anymore? I got rooked.
I have from time to time.
Have you? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, the number one item on the list this week is the legal issues that President Trump has. And what does Merrill Garland do and all that? You want to wrap it up and tie it in a bow for us?
Yeah, because, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there that misses very, very salient points. So where we are at this point is you did have a Trump-appointed judge who made an order for a special master that most legal experts, including former Attorney General Barr, said was unwarranted. It seemed to be political. On the one hand, one of the things that the judge said was that she felt that a special master should be there, even though there was a screening process within the Justice Department, in order to protect personal papers of former President Trump, including, say, medical records. So what the Justice Department was doing, and this is where I was wondering at first, why didn't they just immediately appeal? Well, if they immediately appeal, it will go to the 11th District. A district and appellate court where 6 of the 11 judges, a majority, have been appointed by Trump. And it is possible that it could be a political decision there. It may not. It certainly would delay things. So I think what the Justice Department has done now is actually pretty good. They've asked the judge to reconsider her ruling. And in the reconsideration, they said anything that was marked classified or marked secret, that would be released at this time. But anything that didn't have a marking on it, the special master could look at. That really seems to be a good way to balance out both sides. The other thing is, with the special master, we're talking incredibly sensitive material. Yeah. So the people that could be appointed are dramatically limited in the numbers because they would have to have this top security clearance. So I think the Justice Department is making a pretty reasonable offer to the judge, and they're also having the stick along with the carrot saying, if you don't agree to this, we will appeal to the appeals court. I'm kind of hopeful that she will go along with that, what I think is a reasonable accommodation to both sides.
Yep. All right, so there you go. There's the overview from Steve's point of view. Number three on our person list, the people list, is Judge Eileen Cannon. How'd she play into all of this?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing. She was, when she was appointed as a judge by Trump, she was, you know, very much a political supporter of him. In her favor, she does have trial experience, but her experience was, as far as even being a lawyer, was the minimal that would be allowed for a judge. Her history on the bench, she was appointed in 2020, is pretty bland, and that's not necessarily a criticism of her. She hasn't had any cases of real substance. But it does seem, particularly in this judgment and what she wrote, a lot of the stuff was crap, including she brought up executive privilege that even Trump's lawyers didn't bring up executive privilege, and which the Supreme Court has said doesn't apply from a Nixon-era case, doesn't apply in this instance. So she's blatantly political.
All right, so is Steve Bannon. number
I like
nine
your new bracelets.
On the list. So how do you, what do you want to read into that?
Well, he was pardoned by Trump while his two partners are now doing time, but that doesn't pardon him from charges that are being brought on the same thing in New York. He's going away. He's scum.
It's not double jeopardy, though. That's what I find interesting, because you are, there's two different systems, the federal system and the state system.
So yep, they're separate laws.
Yeah, one wonders if that won't end up biting Trump in the butt, too, at some point in time. Ah, well.
Absolutely.
All legal machinations that continue, and we're happy to have Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor of law and lawyer, here to straighten it all out for us on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.